This is GQDN for Tuesday, September 8th, 2026. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ26 by swiftenergy.gg. Go get the delicious drink mixes right there and go check out Questworthy. It is good stuff. Put in the promo code Quest to get 25% off of your purchase. That is the promo code Quest. By patreon.com/thegroupquest and by stackup.org. In today's news, got some games going to Xbox. Yep. A little bit of esports news, just a little bit. And Riot is adding something to the game, League of Legends. But my Nintendo news said that there was the first Nintendo Direct today, and it was the Zelda 40th Anniversary Direct. And there was some stuff that was announced with it. And it was the activities for the event. Zelda40th.nintendo.com, which will be starting very soon, sometime today. And the series producer, Eiji Inoue, did show up for the first gameplay of The Legend of Zelda, Ocarina of Time, for the Nintendo Switch 2, which will launch on November 5th. It was remade with some overhauled visuals, video cutscenes, so on and so forth. And there will be some physical versions while supplies last. But on October 29th, you can get a hold of the Nintendo Switch 2 Legend of Zelda 40th Anniversary Edition, along with the anniversary editions of the Nintendo Switch 2 Pro Controller, which is available with and without a display stand. The Nintendo Switch 2. They'll be carrying a case with screen protector featuring a Triforce design. And it will have some Nintendo Switch 2 Pro controllers, which is available without the display stand and a carrying case with screen protector featuring a Triforce design. But there's also some playable versions of the musically inclined, and there's an electric version from Hori that plays the notes for the entire song at the press of a button in The Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time. So you could play or hum one of the Link's learned Ocarina melodies with range that have the Nintendo Switch 2 system built-in microphone. And he'll perform the song in the game. There's also some new amiibo figures, Young Link, Young Zelda, that will launch in 2027. And they'll be used to unlock some in-game masks to evoke the retro graphics style, and Legend of Zelda Tears of Kingdom game that previously announced Minyu's Construct Amiibo's releases on September 17th. Now, the Nintendo Museum in Kyoto will also be joining the Legend of Zelda 40th Anniversary ticket design. Well, that's what we'll have, because we'll have some new photo ops from November 5th and the Fall 2026 opening of Super Family Restaurant. But the game's music is going to be in a concert. And the concert series will be held across the globe next year, including a variety of music from the Legend of Zelda series. Nostalgic tunes, modern melodies, Japan tour kicks in Tokyo January, North American starts in Chicago next February, and the European tour begins in London in April. Australian tour starts in Melbourne next May. Location dates will be in zelda.gameconcerts.com later today, and maybe right now. And in fact, they are. So where are they going to be? Some of the dates are there, some of the dates are not. The tickets are not yet on sale, but Chicago for 2 days, February 22nd and 23rd, London for 2 days, April 3rd and 4th, we're talking about 2027, Melbourne for 4 days, May 13th to May 16th, Stockholm for 2 days, June 18th and June 19th, Sydney for 3 days, July 9th through the 10th, Seattle, Washington for 3 days, July 16th through the 18th, Houston, Texas, July 23rd and 24th, Vienna, Virginia on the 30th of July, going to Edinburgh, September 17th, then Glasgow, we're back to Glasgow, I believe, no, going to Glasgow on September 18th, then back to the U.S., San Francisco on October 27th. All dates are 2027. No tickets on sale yet. Now, The Legend of Zelda, Ocarina of Time was also in a deep dive at the end of the show. So if you want to read all that, TQDN show notes up on our Discord if you're a Patreon. Now, we go to some other stuff because there's other news out there. And, well, we know that Xbox is going to digitize the DVDs, but not all the games, not all the game companies are going to agree with that. Via DualShockers.com, Ubisoft and Square Enix and a few others said, no. And that was reported by both Insider Gaming and Kotaku. And some of the game publishers were not able to have digital licenses redeemed. Square Enix, Ubisoft, Sega, and Bandai Namco are the publishers that are not participating in the program. So Kotaku's Ethan Gotch, who says that Ubisoft told them to reach out to Xbox, had an error message come up when he tried to redeem a Ubisoft game. Instead of being able to redeem the digital license, the screen did tell him, quote, "This game is not participating in digital licensing. You can still play with the disc inserted," end quote. Now, games ownership is still a hot topic. And that's according to DualShockers.com. So in July, Sony did announce that they will no longer be producing physical games in 2028. And that's due to the consumer trends. Quote, "This is a natural direction for Sony Interactive Entertainment to adapt consumers' trends as the general preference for digital media significantly outpaces physical discs." End quote. That is what PlayStation said in a statement, if you remember, for the quote. "This transition will enable us to align more closely with how most of our community prefers to access and play games today," end quote. But that triggered some controversy. And now, four major game companies told Xbox no. And, well, this goes to people that want to play on PC. It includes Xbox people. Because PC gamers said that they got their hands on a mini keyboard, and it's mechanical, and that is the Razer Eclusa X Mini 65% keyboard, and right now it is $50. So I picked it up, and he got it in his hands. The writer got it in his hands, something gets to him, and he thought it was going to bend like cardboard, but it did not. It is a very solid device. The switches are swappable, with both 3-pin and 5-pin models supported. So if you want to do that, then by all means do it. Now we go to the esports corner, because EvanGlobal.com said that Shin Sang Moon is taking first place in the Group B. And that was in the Google Play ASL Season 22 round that was held on September 8th at Free Cup Studio in Daejeon, Seoul. Sang Moon defeated Kim Kyung-mo with mech play on his opening match, and he was successful in the quarterfinals, defeating Kim Wayo-un in the winner's match using a BBS strategy and wraith play. Sometimes I talk about this stuff and I don't know what game they're talking about, and this is one of those cases, because the articles don't always give that information. Unless you scroll down to the bottom like I just did and they're talking about StarCraft. Yeah, StarCraft. So he did get into some question and answer period. He was asked how he was able to prepare for the match against Kim Kyung-mo. And he said, quote, "I mostly just came in with the idea of going for a mech strategy," end quote. Then he was asked about the match about Kim Myung-woon. And he said, quote, "My schedule was busy, so I couldn't practice much. Still, overall, things went according to plan." He won. Oh, you win too. If you play League of Legends, and that's if you want to talk to people, because Engadget.com said that after 17 years, Riot has added some team voice chat to League of Legends. And when League of Legends was launched, President Obama was in his first year as president. And Black Eyed Peas dominated the airwaves, along with the iPhone 3GS was cementing Apple's status as smartphone leader. Though after all the years, the game went without team-wide voice chat. Now 17 years after, Riot Games is now adding the voice chat. By the way, there are also some voice skins, which lets you modify on how you sound in chat there as well. And after the announcement, people got up on Reddit, and they were somewhat optimistic. One poster did say, quote, "I'm glad they're giving voice chat a try," end quote. Another one said, quote, "It might not work out, but at least there was an attempt," end quote. Third one, quote, "I'm optimistic voice chat will remind people their teammates are human and lighten the mood," end quote. Maybe these games will have voice chat too. Via purexbox.com, there are some games coming to Xbox. And here's the three. Halloween the Game, September 8th. Yeah, it's a scary one. Broken Lore, Don't Lie, Xbox Series X and S, September 10th. And Elgari's Circle, Dante's Bloodline, will come September 10th with a free demo. Go enjoy those. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2026. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. So until then, go play some video games, people.